Dumpster Divas, we are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister, Kix. Hi.
Hi.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday fun day.
Sunday.
I don't know. We can introduce our guests, but I have a funny story. I don't know if it's that funny to share, actually. But
do you want to share it?
No, I had a Saturday fun day yesterday, and so I'm not feeling my best today.
Wait, what did you do?
Well, okay, so I haven't worked out in a century, it feels like. And then I worked out, and I came home, and I was, like, having a nice glass of wine, cleaning my house. And then, like, in the evening, I had dinner. I made homemade crab rangoons and was, like, drinking wine. But then I, like, got really intoxicated.
Do you think it was, like, what did you eat for lunch?
Oh, yeah, I don't think I had lunch. I was like going through my head. I'm like, why do I feel so shitty today? And I was like, what? Maybe it's because I worked out. And now I'm like, oh, well, also maybe it's because I didn't eat lunch. But anyways.
You're right. That was a hilarious story.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. I don't think it was that fun to share. So I apologize.
But we love a solo Saturday fun day. That sounds like a blast. But it is Sunday, and it is a Sunday fun day because we have one of our nearest and dearest here on the podcast today. We've had a lot of friends on the pod lately, which has been really nice. We are joined today by Sarah Mullis. She is one of our, once again, nearest and dearest. Went to college with Sarah. She's also a hilarious sketch comedian. Follow her at Sarah Mullis Comedy on Instagram. She has an iconic impression of a woman who escaped the Titanic that I return to often. Sarah, hi.
Hi.
What does
everybody.
She say? She's like, oh, that's my dad. Oh, bye. What does she say? What is your, when she's
your,
like-
the line that you like is where she sees there's another woman on, she's the worst person on your Titanic lifeboat. And she sees her, another girl on the, on the boat, she sees her dad in the water. Because if you think
dad?
About it, all of the women and the children were in the boat, so all of the men were in the water.
Like someone had to death recognize and are already someone. Dead.
Yeah.
No, what does she say? Didn't she say, I say she as if it's not you, but what do you say? You're like, oh my God, isn't that your dad?
Is that your dad in the water? Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad. Well, Sarah, oh, hi. Man. Welcome.
Hi. Hello. Oh. Do you are you guys gonna put in post? Or are you guys just gonna put a lot of applause, or maybe just like add a lot of laughs?
Yeah.
Fix it in post.
Yeah, we put laugh tracks in post,
especially after the story. Yeah, after the story I just told.
Yeah, a lot of laugh tracks after Kix's hilarious crab rangoon story.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that. I wish she watched more Housewives though, because there's a housewife in Salt Lake City that always goes, I love that.
I love that. I love that. She's like the worst vocal fry. I love that.
I love that.
Oh no.
Well, today we made Sarah. So Sarah is not a reality TV junkie like we are, which we'll get into that in a second, but we did make her sit down and watch a roller coaster episode of Real Housewives of Orange County, which we'll get into that in one moment. But Sarah, we always like to check in with our guests before we chat reality about when they found reality television. And for you, maybe when you decided you didn't like reality television.
When you were like, oh.
But, what reality television made you a dumpster diva, or what reality persona did you find very intoxicating as a person?
Okay. So I was thinking about this before I watched it, and I was like, I know that I, not only that I have watched reality television, but there was a point where I was like, oh, I am, I have binged it before. And I think when I was a kid, I definitely watched Survivor for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember that much about it, except that it was like, we watched it every week. And then I've told you guys this before, but that fucking reality show, the murder mystery reality show, is so fucking weird. That whodunit reality show.
Yeah, what's it called?
On YouTube.
Whodunit. Yeah. And it came out like in like 2013 or something. And I'm a huge like mystery nerd. And it's a reality show where they basically make an Agatha Christie novel, and they bring all of these strangers into this house. They have a butler actor character, and every week they murder someone with special effects, and then you have to, everybody on the show has to figure out how they were murdered.
But how do
casually.
They, but how do they pick, like, who's going to get murdered that
yeah.
week?
So the first one is clear, obviously staged so that they have a murder to, you know. Yeah, obviously. Well, you say obviously, but halfway through the show, the people of Twitter did not understand they weren't really getting murdered. So they had to make it a big deal. They had to make it very clear that it was special effects. And then the person who was murdered on the show would be in the credits just like waving. As like, however they like, with all their blood on their face, they would just be like, "I'm not dead." Like,
well, that's good. They're happy they made that clear.
I'm kind of like shocked that people actually thought it was real, but I mean, people
yeah, are, I guess well, like this. I mean,
well,
TV
I was listening
amazing, I
to Kix. You listen sometimes to Unspooled, right?
Yeah,
yeah. On Unspooled, which is Paul Scheer's like movie podcast about, they just like go back and watch like old movies, decide if they're like worth the hype and all that stuff. And right. they were doing a Halloween series where they were talking about Blair Witch Project. And I didn't realize that everyone, because of like when Blair Witch came out, which is like, I think 98 or 99, everyone thought it was real because it's the first like found right. footage movie. And mm-hmm. people thought that like, that what's her face was dead, like the main actress, because they thought, they didn't know she was an actress because they all had their names, like their actors, they went by their first names, like in yeah. the movie, and she would make appearances, like press appearances, and people like were freaking out because they were like, wait, you died, like right. I thought you were dead, and right. like without social media, like without social media, like you just believe what's in front of you. So it doesn't surprise me that people are like gullible enough to be like, no, this is real. These people died.
Yeah,
but
then yeah.
It makes
I mean,
you question like,
2013...
why are they watching a show where they people die every week?
Right.
Yeah, like, that's the bigger question. Who would like in their minds? They're like, oh, people are dying. That's crazy. Like digest it a little bit and be like, these people went on a show to die. Like there's like a right. lot of darkness there that right. no.
So then every week, based on basically like how close the people were to figuring out how these people were killed, like mm-hmm. how exactly the murderer, who is one of the guests, that's like part of the mystery, how the murderer killed this person. The closer they are, the safer they are to not getting killed that evening. And then, so after the murder happens, this is so fucking stupid. After the murder happens, they're like, okay, you can pick one of three places to get your clues. Only one of three. The morgue, which is a casual thing to have in your home. The morgue, the last known whereabouts, or the scene of the crime. And so then people disperse. And then you have to make friends with people because some people have clues and other people don't, you know, depending on which place you picked. Mm-hmm. And then that night they have like a fancy Agatha Christie dinner where they're all in like black tie outfits and they're just casually eating and discussing murder, I guess. And then one by one, they go into this room and talk to this camera as if it's the murderer. And they're like, okay, so it like Kix, I know you're the murderer and here's how you did it, and they like, explain how
so
they think
weird.
They did
okay.
it.
It's weird. I looked it up on Wikipedia so I would remember to like watch it after this because I like
on
genuinely
YouTube
want
fans.
Yeah want to watch and the Wikipedia the second paragraph of the Wikipedia thing says in each episode the competitors witness a quote-unquote murder in parentheses, staged by production, committed secretly by one of their numbers. And it's like,
wait, did you watch
staged by production? What? It's not real.
Right.
It's not real, you guys.
Right. Did you watch Celebrity Mole?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. You would be obsessed with it. They recently uploaded it. I don't know why I just said that. They recently, released it on Netflix. Like, it's from I would say like 2005. It was like on network television. It was hosted by Anderson Cooper, and it's essentially like this, but it's a no one stages death. It's like people just get voted. There's a like a vote every day, and the mole, the person in on it,
right,
gets someone out, and then they can, it's literally
it.
Like mafia, like right. We're like if you've ever played that before, mm-hmm. and then yeah. the team can can eliminate the mole if they figure it out, but like oftentimes the mole does not get uncovered. But it's on Netflix and it's so good.
And okay, yeah.
Lisa Rinna's on it, right?
Yeah, Lisa Rinna, Kathy Griffin, once again, Anderson Cooper. There's others too. I think David Spade, maybe.
I like that kind of stuff. Anything that has like a character study, like Catfish. Like I could watch
Catfish for a while. Oh,
it's like, my God, it's fascinating so to me that these people, I mean, one time I watched an episode of this man who just like, or it wasn't even like a man. It was like a boy. It was like a boy in college who like didn't go to class, and he would just go to the senior citizen center and play video games all day. And he rigged like one of the lottery machines. So he had to be there all day so that he could like, you know, step in after to know when to get the jackpot. And he just catfished people on those computers.
At an old person's home?
Sure. Sure there is. They got money to spend, kids. Yeah.
So sad.
What are they going to do? They're not doing anything. They just play Powerball and see who wins and give the money.
But they put money in it.
Probably also, like when it ends up being a family member, that fucking kills me.
There's an iconic catfish that I'm obsessed with that I think about to this day, where it was, so there's two houses. They're like in a cul-de-sac, and there's like two different houses, and they're cousins, like related. And
so
King Neve, our absolute King Neve, so who I'm so fucking attracted to.
Yes.
Neve shows up and is obviously talking to this girl who's like, I have this. No. It's this girl, I believe, who's like dating a woman online, falling in love with her. The same story, cancels the Skype dates, all those things, right?
Sure.
They are able to track where the phone is that, like, all this is coming from.
Ugh.
And it pings from the cousin's house, like, next door. They go over there, and her, like, first cousin is pretending to be this woman.
Sexting her?
And is sexting her.
That is so insane when it's a family member like someone they know. Right. I'm like, what do you mean?
But the problem with catfish, similar to like, I'm trying to think of another show, like similar to Queer Eye almost, is like it loses its like magic when everyone knows what's happening. Like,
right.
Like when, like with Queer Eye, like it's fun in the beginning seasons when they don't know what's going on and like they had someone secretly submit them and like they get their life changed, right? Or like, but with Catfish, it's like if you are going on the show, you know you're being catfished.
Right. Like you're not surprised to see him.
Right. If Neve shows up, you're like, you're not like, what are you doing here? It's like, oh, I'm being catfished, aren't I? Like, it's...
Right. Yeah.
But then sometimes, I mean...
Heartbreaking.
I mean, Olivia, our two of our good friends, Rachel and Olivia, when we lived together, we would, like, watch Catfish truly all day, every day.
Yeah.
And some of them, like, make you cry because, like, they get reunited with people that are actually them. Like, it's not
a catfish.
And they, like, finally get the money from MTV to like fly across country to meet up with them, and they like sob into each other's arms and just like, I love you. And like there's times like that where it's like, wait, this is kind of adorable, but then I really die for the shakeups. And then and then where I dropped off with Catfish is that there was like a later season where the people catfished Neve, like they staged their own catfish. So
I think
they
actually
get on the
saw
show, and Neve rips them apart.
Yes.
He's like,
yeah. He's so fucking pissed.
I think he says, like, you're fucking losers.
Yeah, and doesn't he like scream at them like on the street? I feel like I remember a scene of them when he figures it out and he's like, yeah, you guys are fucking losers.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Then he went on Dancing with the Stars.
He did. I've met Neve actually.
Won't we all go on Dancing with the Stars eventually? In our career, I think that's where we will end up.
It's fine for you to think that we'll all be stars. I mean, I
like it can be a C-list celebrity, like
right.
or even a D. So like, you know, there is a trajectory.
Oh,
that would
usually
work
half
out.
The cast. I'm like, who are you?
Right.
I mean, this past cast had some pretty big celebs, right? We had like Kenya Moore, Cody Rigsby,
Iman Shumpert,
JoJo Siwa. which I think went home, which is shocking to me because she's a dancer.
That is shocking. My parents do watch Dancing with the Stars, and I've been visiting them, and I walked in the other day and there was some girl who, like, after she finished dancing, she like ran off because she wasn't feeling well.
Oh, was it Kenya?
I don't know who it was, but everyone was just like, oh, okay, hope you feel better.
She just like ran off mid Paso Doble, or did she do the number and then?
No, she did like the amazing like back bend, like porta bra. She was like, da 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 da. And she like ran off. She was like,
oh, I was like, watch that.
Oh no.
Wait, Cody Rigsby and his partner do like the dance from Quarantine because they got COVID or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, he got COVID.
Oh.
But his dancing partner. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so yeah, I guess my parents watch a lot of reality TV. Yeah, so Catfish. I did watch. I mean, I feel like during quarantine, I watched all of Love Is Blind.
Which, where the fuck is the second season? I'm sorry, that show was like such a big hit. They keep releasing like Love Is Blind Brazil? I'm like,
reunion.
I'm like, I'm happy for the Brazilian community to also fall in love blind, but I would like Americans to fall in love blind again.
I think that they were recording or were filming or something. Like, it's definitely happening. Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like, do you watch Selling Sunset? I feel like you do.
I don't, but I have my side job. Everybody else, my side job is social media marketing, and I have like 4 real estate clients. So I think maybe it's just like a little too close to home sometimes. Yeah. but I keep telling, I have 2 clients that would be like amazing on that show. They would just like eat them up. Yeah. And they sell like $1 million houses.
It's so boring, but it's amazing.
It's so
literally nothing happens.
It's all like, I mean, it's called Selling Sunset. So I guess it would all be in California. They wouldn't have, I guess if they did like a spinoff show that they are doing like New York,
they are doing they announced a spinoff, which was Selling Orange County.
Selling Sunset, Orange County.
Yeah.
Which is like not
as exciting.
LA, right?
Yeah, but we have Beverly Hills and OC Housewives, and those two are very different, which is a fabulous transition to why we are here today. Look at that. We did it.
Yeah.
We are here once again. We are venturing into our holiday series where we are covering old holiday episodes of Housewives to get us in the holiday mood. This episode is not necessarily holiday, but it's wintry. We're in a winter wonderland. It is Real Housewives of Orange County, season 8, episode 14. The episode title is The Cold War. There's a lot to get into. If you want to pause the podcast right now and go watch it, highly encourage it. It's a great episode. That can be found on Hey You, on Peacock, Hulu, or you can purchase it on Apple and Amazon Prime. So let's jump into it. So Sarah, now, have you ever watched an episode of Housewives?
I've never watched an episode of Housewives.
We're going to get into the details, obviously, but like first, like top of mind thoughts about the show overall.
So first of all, I was like, okay, what do I know before I started even watching it? I was like, okay, what do I know about this? And already was tripped up by R-H-O-C because I was like, Real Housewives of Charlotte? I like couldn't figure out that it was like the O-C. Sure. So I'm done.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it should be R-H-O-O-C. Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone else is Real Housewives of and why Roni.
And then I was like, maybe it's like all of California or like all of Canada. Wow. It's like, this is going to be crazy.
The country of Canada.
The drinking game of this episode is Lydia going, Canada. Like
every time Lydia says Canada.
Every time they walk into a room or like every time the girls like walk into her hotel room, she's like, Canada.
Why does she act like Canada is a different planet?
She says, I wrote this quote down. She says, it's crazy that Americans don't know any other parts of this world. If they just look up above, if they just open their eyes, right above this country is this beautiful country called Canada. And I'm like girl, like we all know where Canada is.
Wrong because the OC people are famously like Trump supporters. So in some world, she is kind of right. Because she's like, all of these girls I hang out with are so dumb white bitches. That right. They're probably like, OC.
I mean, she's not a genius. Bless her heart.
No,
but
she's not. And I'm glad you said that.
So something that happened. So Lydia is a very interesting character. So Lydia is on this season, and then this is her first season on, and then she doesn't come back next season. And
my note for Lydia is terrifying. That's
she
what I
is
wrote.
Terrifying. So she weirdly comes back like 6 seasons later, just for another one-off season. Very bizarre. And she has a mom that is like a cuckoo liberal, like pothead.
Okay.
And so it's just like weird storyline where she's like this like conservative Christian, and mom is this like liberal, like weed smoking hippie. And in the finale of this season, Lydia's mom, like, she's really high at, like, the, like, finale party. And she goes into Vicky's house and just, like, curls up on the couch to, like, take a nap, like, in her gown and shoes. Mm. And Vicky's son-in-law comes in and is like, chews her out. He's like, get your nasty ass shoes off of the couch, and like is screaming at her. And then mom
that's
is like,
gets him the shoes.
Peace and love, bro. Like, what's going on? And then like, it's so bonkers.
She also has a famous trajectory where they go to a drag show and they're all in drag.
Yeah, they go to a drag bingo.
Yeah, and so they all dress up in drag. Man mm-hmm. drag, and she comes as Charlie Chaplin. And
what a great choice.
The rest of them look like Bret Michaels. They're all literally dressed in like Rock of Love garb, and then she's dressed as Charlie Chaplin.
And she was like, I'm gonna take a vintage yes, choice.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a twist on this. I'm gonna find a picture and show you on camera, which is not gonna read for our listeners.
Yeah, but at home, if you've not seen it, just go to Chelsea's page. Oh no, Bravo's profile picture is Lydia as Charlie Chaplin. God. Now, another insight about this whole season of OC, Bravo did this really cool thing that I don't know why they haven't done again, but there's a couple different seasons where Kix just showed Sarah the Charlie Chaplin get up.
And shout out to Ono Bravo. The first picture that comes up when I said Lydia as Charlie Chaplin is Ono Bravo.
Yeah, she's made it famous. I'm shocked Lydia hasn't sent a cease and desist to Chelsea.
I know.
Yeah, that's
wow, that is hilarious.
Now, so this season, I believe season 1 or 2 of Beverly Hills, I think there's a season of New York they do it. It's called like season 8 behind the scenes, something like that, where what they do is they interviewed the entire cast individually, all of the producers, and it's like an hour long episode where they go into like the drama behind the scenes of making this season of Real Housewives of Orange County. Highly suggest going to watch that.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
It's really cool. I don't know where you can find it. I wonder if it might be just like at the bottom of this season. No, I think it might just be attached to this season on Hulu, but it's really, really interesting, and they go into a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, especially with Lori and the snow fight. I mean, we'll get into that in a second. But now, so once again, the cast right now is we have Lydia, we have Lori as a friend of, we have Vicky, Tamara, Heather, Gretchen, Alexis. Now, who of those basic white women are you hating? Who are you loving? Sarah, take it away.
Okay. It was really making me laugh that Alexis like really wanted everyone to know that she was religious all the time.
She's called Jesus like, Jugs a lot because of her large breasts.
Like, she could like murder someone and she would be like, Jesus loves me though. Like, just so you guys know.
No, that's like kind of a theme throughout like almost every season of Housewife that I'm familiar with, I guess. It's like religion is such a huge part
of what Orange County, you're saying?
Yeah, Orange County. A huge part of some of these women's lives, and they talk about it constantly in their intro, like their taglines are something about Jesus, like every season it feels like. Yeah,
right. And then I also wrote just in like the opening like taglines or whatever, I wrote Gretchen looks like someone dressed her as a child pageant queen and she never took the dress off.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. couldn't agree
more. She
dresses
like that every day.
that home like we covered a different episode of OC a couple weeks ago and of a different season, but her home is is such a replica of like 2006 like fashion decor. Like everything's like yeah, gaudy so but bad. Plastic. Like
right,
but
it, right.
It's like a lot of the. Oh my god, how do you say it?
Fuzzy,
you
know, like, pillows or stuff.
No, it's like the icon that like is in every teenage girl's Paris themed room, yes. Mm-hmm. Where it has like black twirly, fleur-de-lis kind of thing.
Absolutely. It's
decals and that on a plate and like a fleur-de-lis on a towel and then teal and tan. It
But she has like all this money and that's what she chose to.
I'm not really not sure a lot of money. She has a lot of money.
About that.
I mean, she has more than I do, but like she, I think there's other women that are more wealthy than she is on these shows.
So Sarah, her husband on the show, or at this point they are just, they're just boyfriend, girlfriend. Did they get engaged yet in this season? Did they get engaged this season? So I don't know. Cause this is her last season, I think. So he has fucked Lori.
Oh shit.
And has fucked another housewife on OC. He's had sex with three of them. One of which, once again, being Lori, the woman who's like spreading lies about Vicky's sexual.
Right.
She's kind of hot.
Lori's hot. So Lori has a really cool story. So the way Lori came onto the show, she was on season one of OC as like one of the main cast members. She worked at Kodo Insurance, which is Vicky's insurance company. And so when they cast the show, when they cast Vicky on the show, they're like, who's this like hot mom? Like who is, she was just a secretary at the time. Not just, she just, I mean that because she ends up becoming a insurance salesman. But she had like no money, nothing. And she was like the poor one, quote unquote, like of the first couple seasons. Well, the joke's on everyone else. She married a billionaire.
Good for her.
And has more money than Vicky could ever think of. And it makes Vicky so fucking mad because she's like, I work for everything. I work for everything.
That was good.
She's trash.
It also just makes me laugh that she tells people insurance. She's like, yeah, let me guide
life
you.
Insurance.
She's, I mean, that makes sense. She's a scammer.
Like, I don't think Vicky's a scammer. I don't think Vicky's a scammer. I think she's attracted to scammers.
Vicky is a scammer.
How?
If you're attracted to scammers, you are a scammer. She is so.
Well, who's like, she scamming?
What?
Who's she scamming?
I think she's just gaslighting. She's schemes herself. She gaslights herself so much into thinking that she's constantly right. And like, I'm not saying I'm on Gretchen's side in anything or Vicky's side, but she's like literally talks in circles until everyone's just like, okay.
Let me know that scammers can be scammers if they just scam themselves is what we learned here today. Right.
And that's a life lesson. I get it. Okay.
And that is something, listeners.
You're better than that.
That is something.
You should put on a motivational poster.
You
and look
too
at
can
it
be a
every
scammer
day.
If you scam yourself.
You can't. You can't scam yourself. And how the hell are you going to scam anybody else? Can I get an amen?
So at the top of this episode, we get Alexis coming over to Lydia's house, and Lydia's getting her makeup done, and. For an undisclosed reason.
And just getting it done. So hard. And Alexis is like, sorry
hey,
for being double booked here.
I wrote, Lydia is terrifying. She looks like a Barbie that was thrown around the room.
She does. You hooked to the ceiling fan and spun it around a couple times and then took it down.
Like a terror child that like is definitely going to become a serial killer played with her.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, she's beautiful. And then I said, wait, do they have makeup artists every day of their lives?
A lot of them do. Actually,
a lot of them, yeah.
Sadly. But Alexis comes over and she's like, hey, girl, I got a gift for you. And then,
hey, girl.
And then Lydia's like, oh my God, what is it? And she's like, it's for our next trip. Cause you know, the last trip was a little rocky. And it's just a gun. Don't worry. And then they're like, just kidding. It's a mini Bible with Swarovski crystals bejeweled.
Yeah, really hit hard on the fact that it was Swarovski.
And also when she talks about the gift, she doesn't even talk about like the actual Bible. She's like, you know what I love about it though? The crystals. Like, she's like, yeah. I'm very religious, but I love this Bible for the crystals.
Right. She's like, it's not that it's handy so you can like always go to your scripture. It's that you can always pull out a Bible that has crystals on every inch of it. Yeah. But I'm sorry, Alexis. So we once again watched an episode of OC that was a couple weeks ago. That was last season. She looks good. Did you think that, Kix? I'm like, she looks so much better than last season. I love that short hair, she's like stunning. I have to say,
no,
like,
she's gorgeous.
I really kind of die for Alexis. And oh my god, and Malibu Country great. Gate, which we'll get into too in a second. But
the television show. No, I know. I just have a lot of questions about it.
So we get another scene where Tamara and Heather are talking, and this is kind of like the catalyst to what's about to happen, where she says that Lori is spreading rumors about Vicky having a threesome with her current boyfriend. It was like when she was in her last marriage. Now, something I want to let you know, Sarah, and I can't wait to hear your reaction about this, since you really don't know who or what a Vicky Gunvalson is. Vicky is currently dating an on and off scammer who we find in later seasons.
Right. And we know about scammers, don't we?
And Kix? We know Kix, right?
Yeah.
And Sarah, he faked cancer. It comes out on the show because the entire cast goes and finds like medical records at like different hospitals and like confronts her with it.
Oh my god.
So they showed a brief scene where Lori was talking about how her daughter's friend was dating Brooks. Mm-hmm. Did you catch that? It was previously on.
Oh, okay.
So we get little mentions of him here and there, but he's this like awful guy that like owes.
He should be in the next season of Dirty John.
No, sounds horrible. Yeah. No. So they bring up Dirty John later in the series, like a couple seasons after the cancer thing. Andy at a reunion is like, when Dirty John became like, the podcast itself became this like huge phenomenon, right?
Right.
It was like right after they filmed this reunion, like of season, I think 11 or 12. And he's like, Vicky, like, have you listened to Dirty John? And she's like, I have. And she's like, it's literally my life. And it takes place in Newport Beach. It's like the same town. Like, that's what's crazy. Right.
That's the next reality show, is the real Dirty Johns of Newport Beach.
I would watch it. I mean, we're kind of watching
that. Sounds
it.
Amazing.
If you watch season 9 or season 10, that's the cancer season. I mean, you're watching that
the
whole
cancer
thing.
Cancer season. Oh, no. Bless her heart.
I mean, her heart. She sucks. And she deserves that.
I think all these.
Oh, yeah. Awful. So Heather tells Tamara and Heather are talking about the threesome thing and about whether it's true or not. And Tamara in her confession goes, Vicky didn't have a threesome. She can barely say the word vagina. She's not going to go down on one.
And if you don't know how to pronounce vagina, you can't use it. So
Vagina. And then we also get Alexis getting ready for the trip. And she has like bejeweled gloves with like the wedding ring bejeweled onto her glove's left finger. And she was like, I want to be married all the time, even when I'm skiing. As if like if the ring goes off, like you're no longer married.
You're not married.
Right. What qualifies someone to get the... like the subtitle of like so-and-so's friend.
Yeah. So the friends are not cast members. So,
okay.
So they're not paid. They're not full-time cast members.
They are paid. They are just like less involved and their family life isn't really shown and they come to like dinners and cast trips and things like that. But,
I think it would be really funny if they just had like fictional characters come through, truly. Like Bigfoot or someone, and they'd be like, Alexis's friend.
Alexis's friend or Jesus comes in.
Well, of course, Alexis's friend Jesus.
I mean, Jesus is a consistent friend of Orange County, like literally every time.
Always
just, like
involved.
Very, and like specifically like naked Jesus, you know?
They love to fuck on the show. They talk about it all the time.
So Vicky like is both the least and most horny person I've ever seen on television. Cause she's like,
least.
She talks a lot about how she's like Tamara's saying, she's so scared of like bodies and like doesn't like to talk about penises or vaginas and all that stuff. And, but then like, she always likes to say like, I need my love tank filled. She always says that. She's like, someone needs to fill my love tank. And it's like, you get what like that, that kind of means, right? Like idea of filling your tank, like that's really gross to me. Like it really makes your mind go to places, right?
Yeah, it makes my mind go to semen in her uterus.
Right, right. Yeah.
So say what everyone's thinking.
So the ladies go to Whistler. Now, has anyone here been to Canada?
I've been to Canada.
Have you been to Whistler?
Not Whistler.
No. I think we have, Tom.
Been to Whistler?
Yeah, when we were kids, we went on a ski trip to Canada. Was it Whistler?
No, I don't know.
It was somewhere up there.
Canada's
went
large,
to Canada.
I everywhere,
went on the Canadian side of oh my gosh, what's it called?
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, Niagara Falls. It's yeah, and gorgeous. it was freezing, but it was beautiful. And we walked around there when we were on tour, and everyone was super nice.
Canada's great. I love it. I've like tried to, I know this is so off like, topic.
What
I
a
did
hot
try
take.
To,
Canada's
no,
great.
I tried to find a job in Toronto before I graduated college. I was like, maybe I'll just go there.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well,
okay.
So Heather is doing this really bizarre thing, and I don't know why everyone isn't giving her more of a hard time about it. She's flying. So they leave California like in the mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
They land in Canada at like
at
7, 8 p.m. Go to the hotel. She then has to go back home at 3 a.m. I'm like, and she's like, I want to be here. And it's like, but what?
Yeah. Right.
But I think the reason she wants to be there is because she wants to talk about Malibu country, which I think we need to dive in because it's one of the big dramas of this episode. So.
When they get to the airport, I love that they're commenting on the sliding doors. Like they've never seen sliding doors. They're like, we need these in America. It's like
the
sliding doors.
They're on the moon. I am actually going back to Lydia and agreeing with her on that. On like the whole like, there's this world above California that's Canada.
They have sliding doors.
Canada.
I think that I would honestly be more pissed if Heather came than if she couldn't go.
I agree.
Because at this
because
point,
she
it's
talks
like you're
about
making it about yourself right. to a point where you've touched down in Canada for not even dinner. Like they didn't even eat. You just went to Canada for drinks.
Yeah.
You spent like 7 hours traveling for a drink in Canada.
So bizarre. And like you're going on set for the first time and like you're going to be exhausted. I'm like, what an awful way to like, yeah. So they get into the like van and they're like, and Heather's like,
the party
just
bus.
To let everyone know, I want to clear the air. I did get cast in Malibu Country, Reba McEntire's new show, which I'm sure was a one season wonder.
I did look it up. It has 22% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So quality
and
content.
It is a one season wonder.
I mean, what is Reba McEntire?
What do those two words Malibu country mean?
That's the point, Tom. That's the point is it's Reba sitting on a beach in cowboy boots, hence Malibu country.
So it's like country girls take over Malibu? Because
essentially, I guess so, yeah.
That kind of is the show we're watching, though. Like
right.
a lot of like really. Jesus Southern women who live in Newport. Like
Lily Tomlin is her mom in it. It's kind of wild.
Oh wow.
And she's a queen. It was making me laugh that every time they did an aside with her, she just kept mentioning like her two other credits over and over and over again as if they were different. Now, don't get me wrong, like I'm not, you know, I don't have like a million TV credits or anything, but like perhaps if we're gonna support ourselves in an argument, we use different arguments every time as opposed to being like, yeah, that one show I did, what was it called? Like Hot in Cleveland or something.
Yes. Hot in
Cleveland. She was like, and you know, Hot in Cleveland and Hot in Cleveland. Yeah. You know, when I was on Hot in Cleveland,
And it's, I think that they're really just cameos. What Gretchen was saying is that she was like, they asked me to come on as a cameo, which I kind of believe her. Like, I don't necessarily think she's lying.
No,
like,
so right. Later, no, but later in the show, they go to a taping of Malibu Country. And right. Heather is not just a cameo. Like, she has, like, lines and stuff. But she claims that she's an actress. Like, that's her, like,
yeah, she's like, I'm a
job
actor.
Title. Yeah. Like, right. Actress. It's like, well,
on Hot in Cleveland.
Well, now, do you know that she's married to Terry DeBrow? Terry DeBrow is the bot. Do you have ever watched Botched?
Botched.
On E. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, oh my God.
Is Botched, is that like botched plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her husband. Go ahead, Kix.
I was going to say him and like his business partner. Just like fix people's like bad plastic surgery, and it's fucking crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
It's fun. Watch it. It's on E.
I do remember them saying that she was like, they were both really obsessed with like plastic surgery stuff. So obviously that makes sense.
Well, she claims that I kind of believe her. She's like, I've only had like one thing done. I think she said, she's like, oh, 98% of me is real.
Yeah. She doesn't look super plastic surgery to me, mm-hmm. Heather. I just think she looks very healthy. Like she just like works out and drinks water.
Rich.
And, yeah. And rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's talking about Malibu Country, and Gretchen's like, Gretchen's like, I guess she's like, the reason I didn't do it is because I was trying to go to my friend's dress fitting. Did you hear that? She was like, I couldn't do it because I had a conflict. Because I had to go to Tamara's dress fitting. And Heather's
and,
like,
oh, yeah.
Well,
and she was like,
to
and
to
I told them I would do it on any other day. But like, I just couldn't do it on that day.
It's a dress fitting.
Also, come on. Heather went to the dress fitting. Heather's like, no, I went to the dress fitting and went to the reading. And she was like, it's neither here nor there. And then in the middle of nowhere, Alexis goes, girl, I also got asked to be on Malibu Country.
And then someone else in the back. And then the driver's like, I too was asked.
Yeah. What's crazy to me is that these women are talking about Malibu Country like it's Succession. Like they're like,
right.
The biggest show of the season, Malibu fucking Country. Like, right. And everyone's like just agreeing with them. Like they have any clue what it is.
Yeah.
I had to look it up because I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
It's Reba's
exactly.
New show. That's what they kept saying. They're like, Reba. You know Reba. You know Reba. It's her new show. Reba.
Yeah, you know Reba.
Canada.
Poor Lydia.
And then I guess we'll get to this later, like after she talks about her experience on set when she's talking about the other actors and stuff, which just made me laugh.
Well,
oh, Lily Tomlin, my friend.
She's Heather, like, oh, Lily Tomlin's so nice.
Right. And Heather has this, now, please.
She absolutely did not talk to Lily Tomlin.
No, absolutely not. I know we're all... Anne Hathaway is a polarizing person for a lot of people. Some people find her like insufferable. Some people like are so obsessed with her. I think she's so talented, but I find her to be very like, how did I get here? But like just like, who, me? And like Heather had this like very like Anne Hathaway-esque like bragging where like if I was sitting in the car with her, I'd be like, you got cast. Because she's just so like, she's like, me. An actress got cast.
Honestly, here's the thing. I commend her because I don't think that level of highly of myself. Like she walks around with like,
you should think highly of yourself.
No, I'm just saying that like she is so proud of herself in a way that's like a little like, oh my God, like we get it. Like you're happy. But like, I'm just saying like, I don't walk around with my chest out being like, I have an amazing job. Let me talk about it every day. Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah. And also she kept saying like, she was like, you know, like I'm sad to leave, but like, I'm really excited to get back to work. Yeah. Like she goes to work every day as an actor. Right.
She's like, I can't wait to get back to the office. Honestly.
I just can't wait to talk to my cubicle mate about this thing that happened. She's just like,
can't wait to talk to Lily.
Can't wait to talk to Lil. She did not have a conversation with Lily Tomlin. I mean, I'm sure Lily Tomlin is wonderful, but she like saw her like across the room. They're like, we're both at Crafty or something. Yeah, and they she so, waved to her.
Yeah.
And definitely. Lily was like, who the fuck is that? And then like walked away. Lily Tomlin's so nice, so funny.
So we also get to the hotel and and Lydia is like, hey guys, so Canada and my Canadian uncle who's very hot is going to come hang out.
He's really hot.
Oh,
well,
weird.
Lydia. So first I was like, that's weird to be like, he's so handsome. Yeah. And then he gets there and Lydia and Uncle whatever have a sexual chemistry. Did you think
I'm
so?
Confused.
They do.
That. I'm confused because they look really close in age, which can happen depending on situations. But yeah. I'm like, first of all, what she said is that he lives in Vancouver. That's where they flew into.
Yeah.
So they both traveled from Vancouver to Whistler, which she said took us about 2 hours. And she was like, yeah, he's just coming 2 hours to meet us for drinks. And it's like, why?
Well, yeah, Jesus.
And then he was talking about how he's not single, but then he has a girlfriend. And I never understand when people say that, like, y'all heard when like men will say like, I'm single until I'm married, like being like,
mm-hmm, yeah,
like never understand that. I'm like, what does that mean? Like being like, right. Yeah, I'm single.
It's just toxic masculinity.
It's like, yeah. You have a girlfriend, you're not single. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, poor Vicky just getting pimped out.
I mean, if that was the man that I was being pimped out to, I'd be like, work. He's
yeah,
off.
Right. But it was funny. But, I mean, she's so fucking awkward, but also like they kept doing it in a way where they were like, have you met our friend Vicky? Like to be funny. And it's like, well, yes, school, we're all in the same room
like,
together.
There are cameramen like staring at us talking like, yeah, I met her.
What about our friend Vicky?
Stop thinking about how weird it was that she invited him.
It's so bizarre. Weird. It's so bizarre how highly she spoke of his appearance.
Yeah.
And then I don't know.
The driving,
so
I agree.
Odd.
The 2 hour thing is so bizarre.
2 hour driving. Lydia has dual citizenship. Like she can't, and is rich. She can.
Well, I mean, if he's driving 2 hours because they're going to hook up, then.
Yeah. Maybe him and Lydia have an agreement.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they do in Canada.
I go to Canada to see my Canadian uncle and suck his Canadian dick.
It was like she was showing off to the girls how hot her uncle was. And I'm like, that's not cool. Like,
it was so bizarre. She's so horny for him.
Yeah.
But I think she's also just really stupid and oblivious to what's going on.
Something I didn't really understand the aging thing, too, because I was like, I don't know. I'm just confused about her age. So I was like, how is he your uncle? I mean, I guess there are kind of like some weird age stuff that can go on with like remarriage and stuff.
We know someone who has an aunt that is younger than him.
Right. So yeah. So it must be something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so anyways. We also know people that have stepmoms that are younger than them too. So, I mean, shit happens.
Yeah.
So
yeah, sure.
So Heather leaves and it's time to ski, baby. And this is so iconic to me that they go to a ski slope and essentially like, it feels like talking about Agatha Christie, like feels like an Agatha Christie novel where they are at the top of a mountain. And by the time they get to the bottom, someone will be dead. Like, it's like, but who's it going to be? Because like, they're literally like skiing down the mountain and like stopping and being like, I've never had sex with multiple partners in my life. And then they like go down another slope and they're like, Lori, you are trash. And then they go down another slope.
You're trash.
I'm so sorry. But I have to say one more thing about the night before, because what Alexis says to the hot uncle, she's like, or no, Gretchen says it. She's kind of implying like, hey, like what can you do around here? And everyone's like giving her shit. They're like, we're at a resort. And it's like, okay, like she's just trying to have a conversation. So it was just, it made me laugh so hard because I'm like, oh, they're so rich that when they go to resorts, it's like excursion,
right?
Spa, not like, let's go out to like a nice dinner,
right? Or
like, just get a coffee around the corner.
She's trying to be like a normal human, yeah. Also, I forgot to mention this. So my parents like watched part of this with me since I've been staying with them, and my dad when they walked through the airport, there was like a bobsled there, and one of the girls was like, what is that? Is that a canoe? And my dad goes, that's a bobsled, you idiot.
Is that a canoe?
She's like,
that was at the resort. It's Gretchen. She's like, we just had this beautiful Four Seasons. There's a canoe in the lobby.
That's a bobsled, you idiot.
Sorry, Russell's trying to get into the shot.
Hi, Russie.
Say hi to everyone, buddy.
Also, listeners, just so we're clear, I'm visiting my parents because my brother's getting married. I don't live with my parents. I don't live with my parents.
Yeah, really lean into the mic on that part.
I don't live with my parents. I couldn't.
Yeah, but actually, now going back, like, the story is kind of sad to be like, so mom, dad, and myself all settled in to watch season 8, episode 14 of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Listen.
Just another Saturday
morning.
As a
family, we decided to watch Real Housewives. It was a riveting Thursday night.
We chose to pick one episode in the middle of the 8th season of a show.
Listeners are like, who is this bitch that you guys are friends with? Like, she needs, I don't know. She watches murder shows and
whodunits.
Yeah, and hangs out with her parents.
Well, so get into the ski of it all. So it starts with a little gondola ride to the top of the mountain. We split up into two groups, and the producers have to be like, oh my God, there's so much happening. Like, can you imagine getting the daily for this day? Like, because they send dailies back to, like, Bravo HQ to be like, this is what's happening while filming, right? I can't imagine getting the daily for this day to be like, so we started in the gondola. We got to the top of the mountain. And then at the first slope, and then second slope, third slope, club, there's another club.
The gondola, when they were in the gondola, they acted like it was a roller coaster. They were like, wow!
I was literally laughing this whole time. I was having so much fun because these women are crazy.
Do you see why I love OC when it was good? Because it's like such a bizarre world. It's like otherworldly what the lives that they're living. Not because they're aspirational. Like, they're just like this bizarre, like, horny, religious.
They're in like their own cloud.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense.
Floating through the universe. It's crazy.
So someone go ahead.
So I was going to bring up Alexis and the gondola. Really? Yeah. Or not Alexis. I get them all fucking confused.
Lori?
What's Lori in the gondola? Mm-hmm. Is talking about this not threesome that she walked in on, which I have a lot of questions about, because are we walking into someone's room to, like, it just feels like a weird intrusive thing.
Yeah, why'd you walk to their room?
Yeah, like, first of all, why are you doing that?
And why were we in New Orleans?
Why were you in New Orleans? And then my next question is, why was Vicky watching a movie with strangers? Like,
in a bed.
And it was just a movie.
She's like, we were just watching a movie.
And it's like,
watching a movie. Yeah.
Like, that's like something we would do when we were like 20 before we started like binge drinking. Like,
what do you think? Like, what movie do you think they're watching? Like, My Cousin Vinny, or like Clueless, or like, what do you think? Do you think like Goodfellas? Like, what kind
it's
of like,
probably like, I think it was like The Christ. Like, I.
Passion of the Christ. Yeah. Yes. As they all deep, like, hold each other's like genitals in their hands under the covers.
I want it to be really niche, like a Mary Kate and Ashley movie or something.
Wait, do you guys think that they were hooking up? Because I literally have no idea.
Here's my thing is, like, Vicky, like, let's go back to the text, okay? Let's really go back to the text here. Vicky, Tamara said earlier, Vicky won't even say the word vagina, right?
Right.
So, like, she's so, like, terrified of bodies, of being near bodies that aren't, like, people that she's sexual with. So if that's the case, I can't imagine her getting in a bed with two other people, like, under the covers watching a movie.
But then later she talks about her relationship that when they got a divorce, that both of them cheated. Mm-hmm. So it's
which
like,
was interesting. I don't remember this reveal. And like, so Vicky is like the OG of the OC, as they call her. She's like she has been on the show until very recently too, but she was on season one and has been on since.
Is the first season of Housewives ever. So she's like the original Housewife. The United States.
So we've seen the Dawn relationship play out on camera. So it is really shocking, actually, to hear that they had been cheating on each other. But what I actually think she meant to say and kind of misspoke on camera is, I think they were on breaks a lot where they both like went out and slept with other people when they were like separated, which I don't know that I think that's necessarily cheating at all, but like, some people have different definitions of what that means. But part of me thinks this could have been in a time where, like, they were separated and, like, she was just, like, drunk, hanging out with friends, and then curled up in bed to watch Jurassic Park.
Right. To watch the Blues Brothers.
The third one. Yeah.
Not the Blues Brothers 2000.
I want her to, like, it's just like all of them like watching the Blues Brothers and then like have glasses on too.
Oh, I love,
you know,
that scene. Yes.
Oh yeah, like readers.
I still want to understand why Lori was in New Orleans with the movie. Yeah. I mean, that's the mystery. It must have been like an insurance conference or something.
But I think it was so long ago. Because like everything Lori's like quote unquote mad about is like happened 7 years ago.
But it had to have been when the show was happening. Because like they've been on the show forever and like they've both were on season one and they
maybe they were on like a work conference.
I know, that's
trip.
What I'm saying. It was, oh. I think it was an insurance
and why,
conference.
Like, were they in New Orleans watching a movie? Like, they didn't have anything else to do? Like,
there's a lot so many to do. Questions. Trust me. I got chased home from my hotel in New Orleans on vacation with Kix
and
Sarah. I recall
goldfish
I attended
in my bathroom
that trip.
At New Orleans. Like, I don't know. a lot of things happen.
That place is haunted as hell. And you're like, you know what I want to do? Snuggle up and watch a movie. So my haunted ass hotel room.
We're going to derail for a moment, but I think it's worth it. So, Kix, Sarah, and myself all went on a bachelorette party to New Orleans. And the last evening of said bachelorette party, we went on a ghost tour. And we had what can only be described as like Kristen Wiig playing a ghost tour guide as our, because she was like, we were watching a sketch. Like, she didn't know how hilarious she was being.
No.
Because she was so dry. And she
we
would be
were
like,
laughing at her. Not with her.
Not with her. And she
the
thought,
entire time.
And she thought we were laughing with her.
Yeah, she thought she was funny. But we were laughing.
She would
at
be
her.
Like, she nope. would be like, so she's like, so does anyone know of something that happened here during 2005, 2006? And then everyone's like, Hurricane Katrina. And she's like, exactly. Right over there, there used to be a McDonald's.
And that
like,
man,
wait,
that
wait,
man
what?
In that hotel, haunted yes. hotel, died. Because he killed himself. And you're like, wait,
how?
What's the yeah. story?
Like, yeah. And then she would say something like absolutely horrific. And she would transition so quickly. Like she would be like, here, Madame Lavery would take her victims and she would crack open their brains and scoop their brains out. Anyways, we're going to take a ride over here. And we're like, whoa.
Avoid that. No. Avoid that tour guide. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, that tour guide. We're not going to talk about that story. It's so a stupid story.
There's a show in New Orleans, Real Housewives, Real Tour Guides of New Orleans, because like they feud. Because we were walking past LaLaurie's home and she was like, these fucking assholes are telling the wrong story. Close your ears. And then she was like, this man who, she's like, that man, he jumped off the building, size 14 feet.
She random say facts. That. Like, Tom is not joking.
I'm not
like,
joking. She literally said,
told
she was
us
like,
the size
she was
of
like, so you guys know off, size 14 feet. Anyway.
She was like, he jumped off a building after cutting up his girlfriend's body parts and putting them in different refrigerators, size 14 feet.
And everyone was like,
just putting that out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
But then Cooper, our friend Cooper, was like, whoa, size 14.
Which just encouraged her. It just encouraged her to tell us random facts. Like, because Cooper, I don't know if he was just like wasted or just not listening or something, but he did not react to anything else except for the size 14 feet.
Well, and also just to clear the air, we all were running on about 20 vodka sodas at that point. Yes. So like,
yes. And we had
just so everyone knows
two of them in our hands.
I ordered a double rosé.
You did.
Before this walking tour.
Wow, what
and
a time
I said,
to
he
be
said,
alive.
Do you want two glasses? No, just put in one.
Yeah. Just put it in. And like, but okay, all of that being said, there's a lot to do in New Orleans. Why were they choosing?
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
I don't
how
know.
Do we even get
it really
here?
Doesn't make any sense.
Why
to me.
Were they choosing to watch Frozen 2?
Can you imagine Toy Story, like a full on Disney moment?
Right. Yeah. Weeping from Toy Story 3.
So we start hitting the slopes and Lori takes this moment to let her know about this altercation with the other people in New Orleans, right? And Vicky has some iconic one-liners here, one of which being, I've never slept with multiple partners in my life! And when we get to the bottom of the mountain and she's like, she's trash! She is trash!
Good luck with your life. You are a piece of trash, is what I wrote down.
She said, we are laying there fully clothed watching a movie.
It's like she, because later she goes from, she brings up an episode that we talked about on this here pod, which I love.
She was about Bunko Night.
She brought up Bunko Night, which she also went from 0 to 1600.
Yeah.
And screaming that she like, I, she was like, I feel guilty that I got so angry. But sometimes her anger feels to me like she's like faking being mad. Cause like, I don't know, as Tom and I, when we like jokingly yell at each other about like reality TV or something stupid, we'll not like scream like Vicky, but we'll get upset about things that don't matter.
Right.
And I know that's so weird to say, but that's kind of how I feel she's being when she yells like this. I'm like, are you like smiling and yelling, or are you having a nice time?
No,
like,
it's
hard to know that she's really mad. Do y'all see what I'm saying?
No, I completely get it. I see what you mean. Because we're laughing at her. We're like, this is insane. Like, the way she reacts is so crazy. And I totally see what you're saying. But this is her, which makes her even more, I think, captivating as a person. I mean, I want, like Kate Winslet to take on a Vicky biopic. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Like,
do you think that one, I feel like one day we're going to get something.
I think like Vicky would be a great person to do one about.
Yeah.
Like the first reality star or something like that. I mean, she's not the first reality star, but you know what I'm saying? Like the first housewife. Yeah. Like there is a riveting movie there because her life is insane.
It'd be like Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. Oh, it
makes me want to watch a movie with three other people real bad. Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge would be good. Who else would be good? I almost feel like a Chloe Fineman would be good, like in like 10 years or something, you know? Because we've really only touched the surface with all the things she's gone through. I mean, like there was cancer, there is a strange
health,
relationship with her daughter because of this ex-boyfriend of hers.
Right.
This ex-boyfriend tried to hook up with her daughter.
Yeah, like, that's so fucked.
Like, was hitting on her. He owes millions of dollars in child support for past children that he has. Mm-hmm. Past, not dead. I mean, like past relationships, children.
Right.
She went through a divorce with another man on camera. And she now, so she left the show, I think it's season 14. And they're filming these, like, All Stars Housewives, where they like go put like a group of housewives like in a house somewhere and just like put cameras
up. Different cities.
And so during the filming of that thing that she got cast on, her current boyfriend dumped her.
Oh. Like,
she's
sucks.
Never not. She's always, she runs on an empty love tank constantly.
Yeah, right. The love tank. A great metaphor.
So the thing that confuses me about the thing that pisses me off about this episode, it's a blast to watch, but Lori and Gretchen are so fucking annoying in this because can't keep the story straight. I'm like, Lori's like, I never said they had sex. And it's like, well, then what are you implying? Like, why are we here?
And she was like, I'm implying that I saw them together. And it's like, so you're implying that they were fucking.
She just stirring that pot.
Yeah, she just wanted her orange back. She hadn't been on in forever, and she doesn't get the orange back because she doesn't come on to the next season. But she just like, it's like, Lori, like, what are we doing? And then I do sort of see where Gretchen's coming from, because the history here is that people gave Gretchen a really hard time about how quickly she moved on from her ex-husband who had passed away. She was dating an older man.
Right.
And they had always heard rumors that Vicky had cheated on Don. And so for in the middle of this, for her just to say like, yeah, we weren't faithful to each other. Like that I see being a point of anger, not because like you care about someone's relationship, but catching someone in a lie like that, that's like frustrating, I think, to be like, you give me shit about my relationship. I heard something and I asked you if it was true. You said no. 4 years later, you're like, of course we cheated. And it's like, okay, like that's annoying. So I guess I get her frustration there, but like, I just think the whole thing is so convoluted and doesn't make any sense. And poor Lydia is just like standing there the whole time, like, Canada.
Lydia just fucking, she like comes up on her snowboard, which by the way, she was like, I can't believe that you guys are skiing. Like,
I'm not a nerd.
She's like, I grew up snowboarding. Like, I've only done it twice. She literally says she's only done it twice. I was like, do you snowboard if you've only done it twice? And then she goes,
what year is it?
Yeah. What she goes, what year is it? And then she looks at her watch.
Not, it's not on smartwatch. It's a, like, it's a watch watch.
I don't know. She, like, babe, what? Oh, so she's God. Not helpful. She's just,
I really like her because.
So I really liked her too. I really liked her too. But then her second season that she comes on later, she's a full Trump monster.
Oh no.
Yeah. She's a big Trumper and an asshole. Well, all these women are Trumpers except Tamara.
Yeah.
What, we didn't really talk about Tamara very much. What did everyone think about Tamara? Tamara's like a big presence in the Housewives franchises overall. I mean, she's kind of like thought of as like one of the best like villains we have because she's really always good at stirring the pot. But like, she's also kind of hilarious. Like you always kind of laugh with her about the situation she's in. But did we have any thoughts?
She's a great housewife.
Her? Yeah.
Like she's just made for this like setup because similar to Kyle Richards, like she carries the story through in a way that isn't like no one's pointing fingers at her all the time.
Yeah.
Because they're like never, they're never like, oh, you brought that back up. They're always like pointing at them other directions. So I mean, I think she's fun. I don't really care for her as a person, but like, I think she is good for this TV show.
And I think I know obviously like things happen in editing and stuff like that, but it's like what makes a good like reality show person, I guess.
Well, we talked about this a bit a couple episodes ago and about like what makes a good housewife. One of which I think is you have to have a good balance of being like aware and unaware of yourself. Like you need to like in some ways understand the assignment of being on Housewives, but then also not have self-awareness so you will be uninhibited on the shows because like for instance Lori doesn't work it doesn't work on this episode. You can tell it's so clunky, like you can tell it's so fake because she's thinking about how to make drama. But why Heather works for me is like she is like so oblivious to the fact that this Malibu country thing is like so bizarre that she's like bringing up out of nowhere and it's causing drama. But like she also understands that the assignment and the way that she's like, I'm going to go to Whistler for 5 hours.
Right.
So like that, she's a great example of a good
balance.
That's
what quote unquote good friends do.
Right.
It's like, is it
support you before you go ski in the morning? I don't really know what that is, but but yeah, so I mean, I think it's you have to have that balance of like knowing we're filming a show while also being so uninhibited that you make good television because Vicky is not putting anything on. Like Vicky, this is Vicky. And I say that because, and I know that because we've had cameras on her since 2005.
Right.
I mean, this is 2013. She was still on in 2020. So I'm like, we have 15 years of footage of her being. It's like she can't be like faking anything. Like she just can't.
Right.
There's no way. Like that's just who she is, which is why she's a genius, like a gold standard for housewives. I mean, she really is. I mean, she's a monster, but
I guess it depends on, you know, how much your mortgage is in the OC, but like, wouldn't they then continue to add to their wealth because they're on these reality shows?
Yeah, that's a problem.
I mean, they definitely, a lot of people, I mean, Vicky made so much money because she was there forever.
She was making like 1.5 a season at some point, probably a million.
But a lot of women like who are the traditional kind of housewife of like stay-at-home mom, like Heather, for example. I mean, they're so fucking rich, but a lot of them will come and start businesses because they have now some more money that they'll have businesses to, and then they talk about it on the show. Later season, Tamara talks about Cut Fitness so much.
This she's like the in season Cut that Fitness. She makes
it's
cut.
This season.
Yeah.
She's in a Cut Fitness ball cap like every single like filming season when they're not like in like going out to dinner. She's like,
oh my gosh,
coffee shop ball cap that says Cut Fitness. So a lot of these women will like add to their wealth because of the show's like platform.
Right.
So
that's pretty interesting.
Things go awry though in certain, like for instance, in Beverly Hills, it's okay that they all continue to get more wealthy because the general feel is like wealth, like fits that show. Where it doesn't work sometimes is in shows like, there's like, for instance, a show called Vanderpump Rules where it doesn't work because the show is based around waiters. But now they've been on a show for 7 years and they have millions of dollars. And it's like, why would you like wait tables if you have millions of dollars? Home. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then they stage these scenes where they're waiting and it's like, well, you're not waiting tables. Like, you're right. just here for the show. Or like, OC, for instance, like, I don't think I want to see Gretchen get rich and buy a new house because I like looking at this like ugly ass townhouse she lives in. Like, right. That's a part of the right. character of the show. Like, we lose a bit of the charm when things get too blown out of proportion. But
yeah, and like comfy yeah. financially, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the end of the episode. Are there any like final thoughts on this episode of Orange County? Do you feel better or worse for watching it?
I think I feel okay. Well, I will say that when they showed the preview for the next episode and they show, I think it was Vicky. Somebody was like licking like yeah.
Yeah, her tongue got and, stuck on the ice. Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever. I was like, well, I am invested in that. So yeah. I do want to know how that works out for her. Cause it's probably bad.
I continued to watch. I watched that episode and then the one after it too. I highly recommend. It's a
this
great
is a really great season.
There's like things I think I watch OC every once in a while. Not I haven't ever been consistent through a season, but
mm-hmm. we are going to start covering the new season, by the way, for those listening.
Yeah, and I
it kicks his ears.
Well, it's going to be on and we have to talk about it.
We didn't talk about the last one.
Yeah, I know, but Kelly Zod is gone.
Not Zod.
Schmelly Schmod. There's an awful dog. Housewife that was
I guess
on that
I think it's interesting from like a production perspective, like when they choose to like put silly music behind people or like put right. music put music behind or like bum, put bum, evil bum, music bum. Behind yeah. certain people to like make right. you feel that you
because the producers are literally insulting these women every chance they can get every like chance. They have music that will play when people like walk in the door. They're like bah, 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 bah. And it's like right. no you so you think she's an idiot? Like
right, exactly.
There's nothing better than the clunk clunk music. Like this is like a silly scene with a silly dumb bitch. And like I wonder like what scenes in my life the producers would be like, bam, ba, dum, bom, boom, bam, bam. Like what do I do that would qualify for that sort of treatment?
Oh my gosh, yeah, for sure.
I'm happy we can force you to watch this.
Yeah, no, it was fun. And then also, you know, my mom and my dad, just some great one-liners. My dad said, I quote, they sound like a bunch of middle school girls.
That's not true.
There are facts there, yes.
What did your mom say?
Also, I will say that my dad falls asleep in most things we watch as a family, and including Ted Lasso, which is like the love of my life. I love Ted Lasso. And he did not fall asleep at all.
It's captivating. I'm sorry. It is.
Yeah. He's right though, because the whole storyline in this episode of like a threesome versus a movie is something that would happen in middle school. Like you would walk into like a game room. Oh, she was sitting in the middle yes. under a blanket. I think they were moving.
You're like, you told Chris S at school that you were dating him, but now you are yeah. cuddling Chris R under the blanket at Stephanie C's house.
And Stephanie and you, S yeah. was sitting next to you. Are you, did you guys touch?
Did you guys hug?
Did you touch his penis?
What middle school did you go to?
I wasn't touching penis. Well, I'm not even getting into that. We could get into that offline here. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on. This is so fun. We love having people on that haven't watched stuff before too, so we can kind of like update them on how horrible these people are.
Yes, thank
God. But before we let you go, let everyone know where they can find you, what you're up to, all that stuff.
Yeah. So I'm a comedian. You can find me at Sarah Mullis Comedy on all platforms. And I will be making my way back to the West Coast after my brother gets married in the South. So that'll be great.
Okay, and I'm not living with my parents.
I'm really just in case you guys are wondering. Home.
You're like, home is not here. Home is home. Home is West Coast. Home is California. Home is not North Carolina.
Also, if I could just make like just a side note that I forgot to tell you guys. So the three of us went to a wedding a couple weeks ago, and I did have a drunken conversation with your parents. I don't remember. I know it was about book club.
Oh, about book club. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. We were all in a quarantine
book club. But I don't know if it was just that because I was drunk or because I was tired, but it was like a very, we were having a serious conversation about books.
We're talking about normal people again. Which I famously hated.
What did I say to your parents?
I don't know. I can promise you they don't know either.
Anyways. But I don't live with my parents.
No, so. Home is not there. Home is no. Without parents and home. Canada. You can follow me at The Tom Hamlet, and you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X.
Yes, and then the podcast at Dumpster Dive Pod. And for our holiday series next week, next Monday, we will be releasing an episode covering Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 3, I believe. Season 3, episode 9, which was the fight before Christmas. So definitely go check that out.
It's thank an you, iconic writers, for that nod.
Absolutely. Which I did Google, which was the fight before Christmas today, because I was like looking to pull a clip, and they're releasing a Netflix movie called "Which Was the Fight Before Christmas" next week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a horror comedy.
It is.
Is that that one? I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Anyway.
Okay. Well, don't watch the Netflix movie. Watch Housewives. We will talk to you soon. Sarah, say bye to the listeners. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.